All right, it's a Monday, so I thought, well, we normally go in with something a bit tasty. We did have something a bit tasty, and then I thought, well, crikey, I saw the weather, and I thought, well, I don't know, maybe we need something to cheer ourselves up, and something we need to get our teeth into as well. So we've gone for Sunday night TV. What did you used to watch on Sunday nights as a child, as a family, sitting around the, you know, the TV, watching your 16-inch screen all those years ago? I mean, we never had any problems, did we? I was sat there watching
black
hours.
Black and white.
42-inch screen yesterday, thinking, wow, just we'd have killed for one of these back in the day. You just imagine, though, watching the Oneiden line on a 15-inch screen. You know, you're way away from the... And you can't hear it. You ain't got, like a surround sound going on. You got a tinny little speaker in the... How incredible. And you ask yourself, how did you cope? Well, you did.
Yeah.
You did. So what did you used to watch? Come on.
Bullseye. Used to watch Bullseye.
That was...
Tea time-ish,
yeah.
Yeah. And the Malins. Do you remember the Malins?
The Malins.
Do you remember the Malins?
Oh, crikey, the Malins, yeah. Now, let's just go back.
Did you used to do the voiceover?
And Bully Special Prize!
You did, didn't you?
I just pictured that bloke sat on the toilet struggling. Didn't you?
He didn't go with his voice, did he?
No. And invariably you had a guy that was... Because you had a non-dart player and a dart player, didn't you?
Yeah.
And the dart player was... One of them was always in a shell suit.
Yeah.
Always had some kind of shell suit.
It was the era.
Now, do you remember who played Mr. Malin?
No.
I'm just seeing the Malin streak, and there's so many other people who have done the Malin streak. The bloke from The Damned had the Malin streak as well, didn't he? He did actually appear in an episode of... a couple of episodes, actually. He was in EastEnders. He was in a cell with Dirty Den.
Right.
And he was a bit of a wrong-un in there, but I've just got a picture of the guy. And I just want to know who the bloke's name was, because you're just thinking, I remember it so well, but can't remember the bloke that used to play the Malin. Is it John Hallam? John Hallam, his name was, I think. Let me see now. But the Malins, yeah, Granada Television.
And Granada.
It would have been on the television in 1979 and 1980. They only made 13 episodes.
It felt longer than that.
It did, didn't it? It did. Do you know they only made about 15 episodes of... do you remember... oh, crikey, what was it? In the Wonderland Zoo, with the Surgeon Bear Zoo, I never quarrelled a fight, we go home every night, oh, we don't even fight. The Hair Bear Bunch, they only made about 15 episodes of the Hair Bear Bunch. Now, if I was to say to you, do you remember the Malins, the Malins theme tune, would you remember it?
No.
No, neither would I, so I'm tempted now to try and find it and play it out just to see. What else? What other theme tunes or what other TV programmes did you do on a Sunday night?
London's Burning, but obviously when I was a bit older.
Now that would have been 80s.
Yeah.
And it was always a sign of the times when that summer was finished.
Yeah.
When that used to kick in. I'm struggling to find a YouTube version of the Malins here, but that started about 1988, and yes, I remember it well, and I think they used to have Only Fools and Horses on the Sunday night, but later on. In the 70s, I'm thinking the Malins, How Green Was My Valley.
That's Life.
That's Life.
That used to be one of the best programmes, didn't it?
That's Life. That was a brilliant programme too, and an even better theme tune as well. The phone rings. Hopefully we're going to get some calls today between now and 1 o'clock. 240666 is the number.
Hello?
Hello?
How you doing?
I'm all right. I'm better than you by the sound of it.
Mate. Yeah, it's weather that's brought this on this morning.
Well, you got a cold?
No, I don't know what it is. I've got to go and have my flu jab tomorrow anyway.
Oh, have you? I saw the flu jab thing on the TV this morning. They're trying to get 4 to 5 year olds to have it.
Yeah, why?
I don't know. It's a first, isn't it?
Well, I would have thought so, Ian, but, you know, let them get out there, let them play in the dirt, and eat some mud. Probably that's why they get, you know... get a bit of an immune system built up.
Well, do you know what? That's such common sense. Our grands would have said, everyone's got to eat a spoonful of dirt before they die.
A couple of worms.
A couple of worms as well, yeah, maybe.
Well, I had a spoonful of cod liver oil every day when I was at school.
Oh, did you?
Yeah,
they
used to dish it out. Thinking,
why?
And a sugar lump.
And a sugar lump as well.
Yeah, what was that, for polio, wasn't it?
I think it would.
Yeah,
have
the
been,
polio
yeah.
was on a sugar lump, wasn't it?
Yeah, to... that's it. Yeah, crikey, going back some years now.
So when you used to go to the dentist and you come out and he'd give you a lollipop, wasn't it?
Well, I used to have the man come to the school with his gas. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that was horrible.
The gas?
Yeah.
Yeah, the gas man. The original
really?
Gas man, Ian. Yeah.
I don't remember that.
And that you know her.
Your teeth must have been all right then.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I think I think they were.
And you had your edge painted blue.
Head's painted blue.
Yeah. Nitty Nora.
I don't remember that either.
Did she put a mark on you?
Yeah, you got this blue paint on your head, didn't it? To kill off lice or something.
Oh, I never had a blue paint. I must have been alright.
Yeah.
Were you marked? Marked for life?
Marked for life. Oh, I've got tattoos, if that's what you mean. No, but, you know, it's just, it was just normal routine in school, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, yeah, but I don't remember all this gas, but like, I remember having our teeth checked out, but that was about it.
We used to set the tables.
Didn't the dinner ladies used to do that then?
No, not in primary school, we did it ourselves.
Really?
Well, you wouldn't do it now, would you? Alf and Sam said, ooh, no, don't let them touch the knives.
Yeah, no, probably why they didn't allow us to touch them all those years ago.
Yeah, we used to set the table, I remember that.
Don't remember doing that. Well, I really don't.
I can actually remember him filling up the inkwells.
Crikey. Because obviously when we were...
I was only in the early 60s.
No, I know, but when...
We weren't here.
but I remember having those desks and there were a place for the inkwells. And we used to say, what's
this? You used to put your chewing gum in,
yeah, put your sweets in there.
That's right.
But never
you used to...
You
had the groove for your pens at the top, do you remember?
Yeah.
That's right, yeah, but never had no inkwells, just had the old, do you remember?
Yeah, if the chewing gum was at the right consistency, your pen just stood up, didn't it?
Anyway, let's get back on track, shall we?
Yeah.
What's Sunday night TV?
Sunday night TV. You go back to 1977.
Yeah.
And the must-see was Robert Powell as Jesus of Nazareth.
I remember it, kind of.
I even got it on DVD. I was so compelled to buy it. It was a damn good series.
Jesus of Nazareth.
Yeah, Robert Powell.
And I couldn't believe...
It went on for weeks. About 9 weeks, I think, or 12 weeks.
I couldn't believe that when he... Because he was then, some years later, he was, like, in The Detectives with Jasper Carrot.
That's right.
And you think he's gone from Jesus of Nazareth to being a sidekick in a comedy.
Well, he was Tommy's dad, wasn't he?
He certainly was, yeah.
There you go, look.
There you go. Any more?
What, TV programme?
Yeah.
What, from what era are we talking?
Well, when you were a child.
Oh, crikey, mate. I was a child in the 60s.
What?
Well, we're talking about what, Sunday nights?
Yeah, Sunday nights.
I don't remember.
Have you been listening?
I don't think there was anything on much good on a Sunday night. Well, you had the London Palladium, but I don't know. I think that was, yeah, Sunday night in London. Yeah, that was on a Sunday, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah, because it's back. This is my idea. I thought they'd bring it back, come full circle.
Well, I was only a kid. I can't remember.
Well, I remember it. I remember being a kid and remember what we were watching on the...
Yeah, we had a lot more programmes about then.
Songs of Praise without the words. You had to make them up as you went along.
We had the Zed Cars. Was that on a Sunday?
I don't know.
No, that was a Monday.
But Dixon and Doc Green then?
No, I think that was a Saturday
tea... The last show went out in 1978, I think, didn't it?
That used to be on a Saturday tea time, if my memory serves me rightly.
Yeah, that's right. Here, do you remember when the transmissions got knocked out by the aliens?
No.
That was 1977. That was about the 26th of November. I'm sure it was the 24th of November.
It's funny you can remember that, but you can't remember
what was on the telly.
I'll tell you something. Mate, you won't believe what I'm going to tell you. Go onto YouTube and type Vrillon. V-R-I-L-L-O-N. Vrillon.
Vrillon?
Vrillon. V-R-I-L-L-O-N. Now, we were watching the news...
Right.
...on a Saturday night... And how old would I have been then? I'd have been 20. Sat in the sitting room there, and all of a sudden the signal went and the TV screen went all funny. You had this alien voice come over the top, telling us to lay down all our weapons.
All right.
And apparently what it was transmitted from the, oh crikey, what's the name of the one over here? Hannington.
Right.
Somehow somebody had knocked into Hannington transmitter and transmitted this message... out over the news and over cartoons to the south of England. Do you not remember that?
No, I don't remember that at all, but I think I've heard you say this before.
Yeah,
and we
just
check it out, and we have verified it, and I know that it did happen,
yeah,
I'm pretty sure.
And they still can't explain how it was done up to this day, mate, because whoever did it needed an almighty range of systems to do it.
Mm.
And so they tried to write it off as Students' Rag Week. Do you remember them?
No.
Rag Week.
Rag Week?
Yeah, don't you remember Rag Week?
No, I remember Rag Time.
Rag Time. It's no, Rag Week is when the students, I think it was about this time, when students used to go into the, do silly things, pull stunts.
No, that must have been before my time.
No, it's the 70s, 60s, 70s.
Yeah, but I didn't go to school until 1970.
1970, that's when I left, 71, 72.
Well, there you go, then.
But I'm trying to think what was on the scene. I remember watching Persuaders.
Persuaders? Was that on a Sunday night, though?
No, I don't know, mate. I can't remember what was on a Sunday. Oh, what do you call it? Matey with his organ. Jesse Yates, was it?
Yeah, but that would that have been on a Sunday night?
Well, I would have thought so. He was a very religious man, apparently, apart from when he was knocking out kids left, right and centre.
All right, OK. But,
or was it Huey Green? I can't remember.
No, it might have been Huey Green, yeah.
Yeah, because you had Quiz Nights on as well, didn't you? Wasn't it, Crooked, a Golden Shot?
Golden Shot.
That was Sunday night.
Sunday afternoons, that was on.
Sunday afternoons.
It's kind of between Bullseye
Better. Bullseye, yeah, you had Bullseye on.
That Golden Shot would have been on before Bullseye. Bullseye would have been late 70s. Sail of the Century, not sure whether that was a Sunday night thing.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was a Sunday, well, Sunday afternoon, I think.
All right.
But you normally had films on and whatnot, didn't you? And you had, what was that blinking one that used to be on BBC One? Play for the Day, was it?
Yeah, I don't think that was on a Sunday either. That'd have been on a Tuesday night.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, Play for the Day, Tuesday night, about 9:10.
Oh, there was Hammer House of Horrors.
Pardon?
You sure they didn't move it?
No, I'm pretty sure it wouldn't have been on Sunday night, Play for the Day.
But they might have moved it to Tuesday. Get more.
Yeah.
I don't know, mate.
All right. Well, thanks for your call,
that's
Keith.
I don't know what else we're talking about. We're talking about
alcohol.
Alcohol, what about it, mate?
Have you not been listening at all?
No, what about alcohol?
Well, the powers that be want to give you a pill. They're making you feel like you ought to take a pill because you're drinking too much if you are drinking 2 glasses of wine or 3 pints of an evening.
Well, that's a bit stupid, isn't it? Because they get tax off of alcohol, so they're going to shot themselves in the foot.
Ah, yeah, but these pills now apparently are running out at £3 a pill.
Yeah, but how many pills do you have to take?
I don't know. I don't know, but it's almost like they're substituting one for the other, or they've got a job lot of pills they want to get rid of.
So what about if they said that if you're depressed, you should have to take some Viagra?
Right.
You know, do you have to buy some Viagra?
How does that work for me, then?
I don't know. I got one stuck in my neck once, and I ended up with a stiff neck all night.
Yeah, but, boom, boom.
No, there's another one. What's the one that apparently you can get it in liquid form for eye drops? You put it in your eyes?
Right.
Just makes you look hard.
Thanks for your call, Keith. Cheers now. Okay, if you want to give us a call, you can. I remember back in the olden days when Sunday night telly was the best. Shoestring, Pole Dark, Spitting Image.
Yeah, that was good.
And London's Burning. What was your Sunday night family viewing when you were growing up? You can call us now, 240666, or you can message us on our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/VectisRadio. Sandra Campbell's been in touch, and she doesn't remember any programmes because she was out playing in those days, out probably playing He's and stuff like that. She used to live on Pan, apparently. What else have we got here? Andy Jeffries, who used to go to school with, he says on the buses. Was that a Sunday night
TV?
Yeah,
I think it was, actually, wasn't
it? That would have been on ITV,
yeah,
wouldn't it? And the tune that I'm playing in the background, I don't know whether you recognise this at all, but I don't remember this being Pole Dark. Is that you making all that? Is that you? So somebody's actually recorded this without
eating a bag out of crisps.
Straight off the television. I don't remember that being Pole Dark. I would have said that, because I remember. Do you remember the
sounds
characters?
Sounds like Antiques Roadshow, doesn't it?
It does sound like something like that. Off the top of your head, do you remember any of the characters from Pole Dark?
I didn't watch it.
You never watched it?
No.
Wasn't there Esmeralda or something?
How do I know if I didn't watch it?
I'm thinking, it was Esmeralda or something, and she died in the last couple of years. Hi, who's this?
Good afternoon, me old Eccles Cake.
Hello, me old flower.
How the devil are you?
Well, we're okay. I don't know, this rain is doing funny things to people, I think. Yeah.
Oh, I better go out and get wet then.
Sunday night TV when you were a child, what did you used to watch?
Well, we didn't have a telly till about 1964 anyway.
Right.
So, we didn't see an awful lot of the early stuff, but it was always Sunday night at the London Palladium. But I mean, the worst thing was that when that wasn't on, the old man would sit there with Songs of Praise on.
Oh no!
And you know what come after Songs of Praise?
Sail of the Century.
No.
BBC.
BBC.
Songs of Praise.
The Black and White Minstrel Show.
Oh, crikey.
Lindsay Cowpat and that horrible little greasy, slimy bloke with glasses that used to be his cohort. Yeah?
They wouldn't get away with that now, would they?
No, it was Di Francis, John Bolter, and I can't remember, Tony somebody other was the big fat one with the blacked up face. But, you know, see, my different times, Ian.
Hmm.
Different times.
But we say that, and I just thought to myself last night on a TV, Sunday night at the London Palladium, 2014, Downton Shabby was on as well, which is kind of the equivalent to Upstairs Downstairs, and you're thinking, I'm stepping back in time.
Yeah, but Upstairs Downstairs, wasn't that a Saturday night thing?
Well, I don't know. I thought it was a Sunday night thing, Upstairs, Downstairs.
Because, I mean, normally when the Palladium went off, you would have something like That Was the Week That Was or something like that.
Right.
Would come on. I think it might have even stuck on some old rubbish about Alan Wicker or something like that. You know, there was nearly always something sort of trashy that was on after that. Because they used to build up. I mean, the Palladium was the big thing for ITV, wasn't it? It was the big thing. I mean, you got everybody in for that.
Hmm.
You know, I mean, it started off, I don't think I ever saw it with Bruised Forsyth on it.
Bruised.
But it definitely had Norman Vaughan, swinging body. And I think it might have even got that Jimmy Tarbuck on it as well for a while. Used to come on with a wall and call himself Tatty Head and stuff like that, which was awful. I mean, even as a kid, I used to find that.
He wasn't funny at all, was he?
Not at all. In fact, If there was a sort of list of things which are, what are they for, Jimmy Tarbuck would probably be on my list, because I don't know what he's ever done.
No.
well, put it this way, there's quite a few people that don't know what he's ever done as well, but that's another story.
Yeah, no, do you know what? I never really used to like Jimmy Tarbuck.
He used to laugh at himself, didn't he, because nobody else did.
Yeah.
Well, that's right. And, of course, somewhere along the line he had his teeth fixed, so the gap went, didn't it?
Yeah. So he couldn't squirt water anymore.
Yeah. But, I mean, this sort of thing, I mean, bear in mind that the Beatles appeared on the Sunday night at the London Palladium, and they used to have them awful games as well, which they've sort of dragged back, and at the end they had to stand on a thing and go round in a circle and da 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 da. Oh my god, my dad used to sit there loving all that, and I sit there thinking, oh god, I better go to bed, I suppose. You know, it was just trashed as far as I was concerned.
Maybe they just used to put it on so you would actually go to bed.
So the kids went to bed early.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, normally the kids went to bed when it got dark. That was the thing, you see. And of course, in the winter months, you were sent to bed early. But that meant you got up early, so you had to leave the kids up a bit longer to make sure you was tired and went to bed. You know?
Oh, do you know what? Can you hear it? Upstairs,
Jack,
downstairs.
Jack Parnell was probably the band leader, wasn't he?
Oh, I don't know.
Because that's one of the things that puzzles me with the new Sunday night. Where are the orchestra? Because the orchestra pit was in front of them, wasn't it?
Right.
And I used to like watching that microphone come up out of the trap door in the floor. I always hoped that someone would be standing over it when it come up. Preferably Norman Wisdom. Oh! You know?
Yeah.
But it's just sort of, I mean, I can remember my dad saying, oh, no, Kathy Kirby's going to be on Sunday night at the London Palladium.
Wow.
And I think Rolf Harris was on it once as well, from my memory.
Crikey.
Doing two. No, no. He was Rejig the Peg, I think, at the time.
The other things that we're talking about is last week the powers that be supposedly said that there's too many people in this country drinking two glasses of wine and more of a night, and also more than three pints a night. And if you do, you should maybe want to take one of these pills that makes you stop drinking alcohol.
Well, that's a bit self-defeatist, isn't it? It's like, it's, I mean, if the government was really serious about all these things, they would hike the tax up to ridiculous rates so nobody could afford it.
Yeah.
But then if they did that, they wouldn't get any money in, would they?
Well, that's
same with the cigarettes.
It's same with the cigarettes. I mean, this is going to sound radical, and I'm probably sat opposite. You may not realise, but we've got Alison in the studio with us today. Now,
hello.
Now, Alison's replaced Shirley. You're supposed to be on holiday, but she's not. I knew that.
Don't keep laughing.
That was what Rolf Harris was singing about, a big dog. That's what he was singing about.
Poor old Mick, yeah. Shelley's other half, yeah, got bitten by a dog last week, and apparently it's made him come across all funny. So, anyway, I was going to say about the smoking thing. I mean, if you look back, we kind of banned smoking in public places 2007, 2008. Then we had this big cash crisis. What do they used to call it? The carrot crunch, the what's it crunch, credit crunch, and all the rest of it. And you think, right, okay. I wonder if it was the smoking ban, because less and less people are smoking, less and less people are going to the pub to smoke, and less people are eating out in places where they can't smoke. So, has that had an effect on the situation?
I mean, you've only got to look around anywhere you go in a country. All the big pubs seem to have become either McDonald's or something else, or knock flat and become a Tesco. You know, the pubs seem to be dying on their feet in favour of little small ones. It can't be a coincidence that it coincides with the ban on the smoking. You know, I mean, part of an I've never smoked, so I've not sort of fallen foul to that. But I know it was never that pleasant to go into a very, very smoky pub. And that's why they used to have something called the public bar, because that's where all the people used to go and have a fag and play pool or snooker or darts or whatever. And then you had the sort of like the upmarket bar, where I believe the beer was always a couple of pennies dearer, but you didn't have to sit there and endure the smoke. It's a catch-22, isn't it? Because if you can't get the people through the door, you aren't going to make any money. Therefore, your business closes. And if you want to try and attract people through the door, if people want to go out and have a beer and a fag, what do they do?
Are you a non-smoker now?
I've never have been a smoker.
So would you, I mean, just say for instance, asking, because I'm a non-smoker, and I know Alison is, I know you like the odd fag or two, don't you?
Now and again.
Now and again. Now, would you just say for instance, if they said, right, okay, we're gonna allow people to smoke in pubs again and in public places, would you have a problem with that?
I wouldn't have a problem in that. As long as the place in the pub was separate from the rest of the pub. The one thing that I would always have drawn the line as, and I always did, I didn't like smoking anywhere where you was eating.
Sure.
And yet some places, you know, you was allowed to light up in a restaurant and you'd have a guy sitting there puffing all over you. Well, that was never on in my case.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't have put up with that. But, you know, if people want to go out and have a fag, I mean, unless it's declared illegal, then it's perfectly legal to have a cigarette in this country.
Yeah.
Then why shouldn't they, those that want to, why shouldn't they be allowed to go out and have a fag and a beer?
Yeah, it seems like we cut our nose off to spite our faces,
yeah,
really.
Definitely.
Or, you know, I mean, if all the people that were campaigning for smoke-free pubs and that was going to stump up the extra money that they've lost in income, you know, but they're never going to do that because the sort of people that have been campaigning are the people who wouldn't go there anyway.
Yeah. And the other thing is, the reasons why these pensions, if people have been paying in for pensions and they're struggling with them to pay out and there's been issues here, there and everywhere, is basically because people are living longer. And if you keep telling them not to smoke and not to drink, they're going to live even longer and the problem's going to be even bigger.
Well, they might
and they
not,
won't get the taxes.
They might die of obesity like me.
Well, yeah, there's there. And
if
me.
If you can't drink and you can't have a fag, what else can you do? Well, I'll go and have a McDonald's instead. That's the pub where I used to go and have a drink and a fag.
Which it just seems like they've done all these things, and it's damaged our economy, has it?
The only people that are laughing all the way to the bank on this are the people who are doing the developing for all these great big rambling old buildings with big car parks, because, I mean, don't forget, they really slammed the door on going for a drink and a drive, didn't they?
Mm.
I mean, if you go and look at some of the pubs on the island here, you can't get them without a car. So if you've driven there, what can you drink when you get there?
Yeah, too right.
You know, so it slammed the door, and in some respects, probably rightly so on a lot of that, but by the same token, if you've got a pub that's in the middle of nowhere, and when you get there, eventually, because you can't get it by bus anywhere these days, you can't have a fag when you get there, and you can only have half a pint of Weaker's Maiden's Water Lager, then there's no point in going. You might as well sit at home and watch telly.
Yeah.
And get fat.
A lot of pubs charge the same for a pint of Coke as they would a pint of beer anyway, don't they?
To be fair, I mean, you know, most pubs are probably feeling a real pinch, you know?
Mm.
And you sort of got to sort of say, well, somewhere along the line, something has to give. Well, I mean, a lot of these places are sitting on some pretty expensive pieces of real estate. And if, of course, they can't make the living from selling beer, what are they going to do? Close up, sell it off. It becomes yet another Tesco, another block of flats. And the only people laughing all the way at the bank are the developers.
Mm. You see? Sadly.
So it's moved the impetus. It's moved it, isn't it, from one side to the other. And I don't necessarily think it's a good thing either, because it's all down to personal choice. If you are a smoker and you want to have a fag, what right have I got to tell you not to have it?
None whatsoever.
You see, that's the whole point. Whether I agree with it, I mean, I don't agree with Manchester United, full stop, but I can't stop it, can I?
But when I went to the pub, I never used to have a cigarette in the pub. I'd always have a cigarette outside the pub, because although I like a cigarette, yeah, I don't like smelling like a cigarette.
I mean, to be perfectly honest, right, I don't actually like to walk down a street and see hundreds of bloody blokes standing outside the pub all having a fag.
No.
I think they should be inside. Get off the street.
Yeah.
You know, because where are the fag butts? They're all on the street. See, so, it's another side of the coin, isn't it?
Mm.
So how can something... When you think about this, and you just think about it basically, how can something so simple that we see... I mean, yeah, OK, there's lots of other things, contributing facts that have damaged not just our economy, but others too. But this is one thing that could help, isn't it? You know, because the pubs would be probably doing a bit better off, you know, if you ban this smoking malarkey.
Do you think they would now, though? Don't you think they've gone too far?
No, I think lift the ban.
Well, it's difficult because the pubs are trying to attract a different clientele now. They're trying to get family entertainment. I mean, look at what our lad did up in Cowes with Band on the Run. He had lots of people in pubs. I don't think I've seen Cowes that busy outside of Cowes Week on a Saturday, from all the people running up and down the road and playing music. It was great entertainment. Mm. I don't know whether the pubs made a lot of money out of it. I sincerely hope they did. It certainly brought some crowds up there.
Sure.
But that's one week. You know, you can't run a business on one week. You can't run Cowes on Cowes Week. So you've got to have some other reason for the people to go there. And if the locals don't live there anymore, they're not going to walk all the way down to places like the Painters, are they?
No, that's true.
So you've got to have some other means or some other reason to let them go there. If it's not the camaraderie for having to go and laugh, and if you stop swearing in pubs, what else? Where can you go and have an effing blind?
Yeah, well, that's true.
See?
That's true.
Self-defeating, isn't it?
Yeah. Hey, look, thanks for being there.
Right, I'm off for a fag and a beer now.
All right. Enjoy. Thanks for your call.
Bye.
Cheers, Al.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, do you recognise this little theme? Well, let me just talk you through. Andy Jeffrey says On the Buses. Debbie Williams says Songs of Praise. I hate it when they go on Songs of Praise and they don't... You know that they're not normally there. They've dressed up and they're just mouthing the words because they just want to be on TV. Lee Barnes says Birds of a Feather and Lovejoy. This is the theme, Lovejoy, with Ian McShane and a few other big names in the... In the cast as well. I can't remember who the other ones were, but he was one. And didn't he have a friend with a funny name? I can't remember what his name was, but in the actual programme itself, maybe someone will give us a call and let us know. 240666. Mrs. J says, I never saw a TV until I was 12 years old. A bit like Arthur then, 1964. So we're thinking, you know, how long would you go back and watch the television? Well, basically, 1964 was probably the time, mid to late 60s, people started getting television sets.
But they didn't buy them, did they? A lot of people rented them.
Yeah. From
ours
radio,
was always rented.
Radio rentals?
Yeah. Or DER.
DER, crikey, yeah, there you're going back, aren't you? Anyway, Mrs. J says, never saw a TV till I was 12 years old. I think it was Bonanza on a Sunday early evening that I remember Opportunity Knocks, the black and white minstrel show, the Beverly Hillbillies. Take your pick, double your money. Too many to mention. See, she's gone from no TV at all to being hooked
she was
on
well into it.
NAF TV. Hi, who's this?
Hello, it's Jackie.
Hi, Jackie.
It was Tinker.
Tinker?
In Lovejoy, wasn't it?
I knew he had a funny name. And the bloke... Yeah,
with a little funny sort of like a boxer's nose and a little...
he was in Porridge. He was in Porridge as well, I believe, as well.
Yes.
So, Sunday night TV. I'm guessing that you're roughly the same age as kind of Arthur, so maybe...
No, I'm
you
older than Arthur. I'm about 100 now.
Oh, right. So maybe you didn't get a TV until about 19...
No, we had a TV when I was a little girl, with a huge magnifying glass in front of it. Massive. It used to be on a swivel stand.
Crikey.
Mm.
So what programmes did you... were you watching? On a Sunday night, as a family?
We wouldn't have been allowed to have stayed up when we had a television when I was that age. In later years, I think one of my favourite things, I think it was on a Sunday, was the Oneidin line.
We just played that theme tune. You may have heard it in the background.
Oh, I might have been upstairs then.
Oh, right.
Pottering. it's hard to remember the actual nights that things were on. I can't remember...
Well, Martin
Black
Pibworth.
Black Beauty used to be on a Sunday afternoon.
It was. And something else just popped into my head. He put the word after W, put the word after. That one, Wurzel Gummidge.
Wurzel Gummidge, yeah.
Got me happy head on.
Yes. There used to be, apart from Sundays, years back, again, going back to when I was a little tiny girl, which my dad used to actually love, was always just have a Friday Western. Kit Carson or Hopalong Cassidy or something like that.
Hopalong Cassidy. Crikey, now we're going back,
like
aren't we?
In the 50s, yeah.
Yeah, we used to love the old Cowboys and Indian
Bums. Cowboys and Indian films are terrific. I loved them.
John Wayne.
Well, the TV ones were better, though. At the Friday Western, there was one called Kit Carson. He was a bit like a Wild Bill Hickok. I remember seeing he had long, blonde, curly hair and tassels on his jacket. And there was another one called Renfrew of the Mounties. This is, I say, way back in the 50s. Cisco Kid.
Yeah, A Pancho, A Cisco. Dawn Jarman's just messaged us and said, what about the Muppet Show?
Oh, that was a Sunday night. Children were young.
Mm. That was, I used to enjoy the Muppet Show.
Yeah.
Used to, what was,
say,
your,
the old
what was your favourite?
London
the
Palladium,
two
they've
boys.
Resurrected, haven't they, this week or something? I didn't watch it.
Which one, sorry?
The Palladium, they've resurrected that, haven't they?
Yeah, it's been on for the last couple of weeks, and
I haven't seen any of that.
No, I saw bits of it, and it just made me think that, you know, we've come full circle, haven't we?
Mm. Yeah, the compares, I mean, go back, don't they? Tommy Trinder, who was that guy that used to... Dickie Henderson used to sing and compare. They were early ones, weren't they? Norman Vaughan,
God blimey.
Yeah,
yeah, he's an old bloke. Alison's saying, who's
Bruce
he then?
Bruce Forsyth, of course, started off there, didn't he?
Brucey.
Yeah, and Tarby.
And Tarby. Mm. Yeah. Not done much since, though, has he?
No.
Angela McCurtry has just messaged us to say, they're remaking Poldark at the moment. We'll be on next year.
Poldark was good as well.
What was that? What was his wife's name?
I don't know. Did they dig him up then?
It was Harold Reese, wasn't it?
Demelza. It was Demelza. And do you remember?
It was Harold Reese, wasn't it?
Who was the camp guy that was in? He's still around.
Christopher Biggins.
He was in it as well. What was it? War Legend. He used to play War Legend, didn't he?
I can't remember.
He was a nasty bit of work in that.
Then, of course, there was Howard's Way.
Oh, Howard's Way, yeah. Mm. Crikey.
There was some nice Sunday afternoon, or Sunday afternoon things on. But we just like watching, search around and look for the good old black and white alien comedies because they're hilarious. The ones with Alistair Sirmin and Margaret Rutherford and things like that. They're so funny.
Oh.
Even now, the real black and white things sometimes I think are much better than coloured things.
What about the drink the pill that people, you know, the powers that be?
That's nonsense, isn't it? Honestly.
What do you feel when somebody's... Because this is Nanny's state, isn't it?
Oh, it's just so pathetic. It makes me so cross. I mean, and to be honest, if people are stupid enough to sort of take that on board, then that's their own doing, isn't it? I think it's probably aimed at people who seriously drink that every night, not the occasional drinker.
Why don't they make it absolutely clear?
But everything is made to be such a drama, isn't it?
It seems to be.
I really can't be doing with it all, you know. Life's a drama without all these additives, doesn't it, really?
I think it's just all this is.
It's all nonsense, isn't it?
I think they're trying to get you to watch the news on television by creating such nonsense.
Yeah.
Because most people now they get their news off of Facebook or Twitter or you know off their iPads and so on. Yeah. It's just a way of getting you to watch.
No, I think it's getting very silly. But there you go. What can we do about it?
Well, we'll see.
Don't buy the pills. That's what you do about
well,
it.
Well, don't. No, I'm going to get some for Christmas for people.
Yeah, we're giving them away as Christmas presents.
Right, okay.
I'm not going to give you a bottle of wine this year. I'm going to give you this pill. A bottle of pills.
Easy to me.
Thanks for your call, Jackie.
Okay.
Bye. Okay, do you want a few more? Kelvin Curry says, Saturday night at the London Palladium. Oh, no, Sunday night at the London Palladium. Then your message is here, the Thornbirds. They seemed pretty raunchy when I was a 15-year-old. Who was in it?
Richard Chamberlain, wasn't it?
Was he the man?
Oh, he was the man.
Was it Rachel Ward that was
Rachel
in it as well?
Ward, yeah.
She was gorgeous. And Brian Brown, wasn't it?
Don't remember him.
Brian Brown was the one she eventually married.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. It was
Australian accent.
It was Brian Brown. Yeah. So what else have we got here? Martin Pibworth says that's life, and Paul Stretch Matt Tripudio. I'm not sure whether that's your real name, but he says all creatures great and small. See if you recognise this. This would have been out in about 1986 on the television Sunday nights, probably 8:10 till 9:00.
Oh, I recognise the music.
It's kind of linked actually, because there's to the other discussion on the drink thing, because there was an alcoholic in this programme and he used to have the most amazing gravelly voice. Hello, give me a drink. He never used to say that. I don't think he said that ever once. But Howard's Way. Howard's Way from the mid 1980s. Lovely theme tune, just like the Aneedon line and what was that other thing? Upstairs, downstairs. It almost like you had to have that lovely theme thing going on.
That's what they did to hook people to watch it, wasn't
yeah.
it? Put a nice theme tune on and they're expecting a nice programme.
Van der Valk as well. That was another one where they put in a lovely theme tune, you know, just to sort of get you hooked. Oh, this is a lovely one. This used to be on Sunday nights as well, but it didn't start out on Sundays. Yeah.
It's Hi Ho Silver, isn't it?
Hi Ho Silver. Jim Diamond was a singer and Boone.
Yeah.
Do you remember who played Boone?
Michael Elphick.
Michael Elphick.
Yeah.
One of the last things he did was he played some old pervo in EastEnders. Do you remember?
Yes.
Yeah, I think he was... Didn't he get Cat Slater pregnant? He did.
Did he?
He did, yeah. He did. Who's the other fella that was in it as well? There was David Dacre, who sadly died a couple of years ago as well.
That was a fab programme, wasn't it?
Do you know the big famous person to come out of this? It went under the name of Rocky. Neil Morrissey.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. He's All right, I've got another one here, another little theme here, because I don't know whether this was on Sunday nights. I don't remember it being on Sunday nights, but it... I don't think it was, in actual fact. No, that was never a Sunday night thing, was it?
No.
Let's have a little look, see what Maggie Jones says. That was one of my favourites, the All Creatures Great and Small. Jan says, Sunday night at the London Palladium is much better than it is now. I thought it was really good last week when Jack Whitehall was doing it. Ruthie says, Edward the Seventh. I remember this as well, Edward VII with Timothy West. Now, once you've seen somebody in a programme, the first thing you see them in, that's who they are for the rest of your life. And Timothy West was, I believe he was King Henry VIII. Would he have been King Edward VII? I don't know, but he was that person in that programme for all those years. And now he's in EastEnders.
So you can't see him any other way.
And I look at him and I think, oh, it's old Edward VII then, with Annette Crosby. Now, Annette Crosby played Queen Victoria. And also Jesus of Nazareth with Robert Powell, says Ruthie Bennett. Annette Crosby was also in
Miss Blodgett.
Yeah, Victor Meldrew. Yeah. But I don't think it was on a Sunday night. Hey, look, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll take a quick break and then we'll come back with some more. You can give us a call if you want or keep messaging us. That's fine. Studio at vectorsradio.com on the email, or you can get us on Facebook, or you can call 240-666.
Have your say on the Isle of Wight phone-in, brought to you in association with White Fibre. It's not only super fast, it's super unlimited too. Telephone them on 01983 240 240. Fed up with the cost of motoring? Feel like a second-class citizen on the road? Do you want to be heard? Join the British Motorists Association today for just £15 a year and support our campaigns while saving money on all your motoring needs. Visit yourbma.com and join today.
Westridge Golf Centre is the number one place on the Isle of Wight to get into golf. They have a fully covered floodlit golf range to practice your game, with PGA qualified professionals on hand to provide tuition for complete beginners all the way through to the most advanced golfers. Check them out now on www.westridgegolfcentre.co.uk. Westridge Golf Centre in Brading Road, Ryde.
If you're aged 16 to 18 and have just finished full-time education, or concerned that you do not have the qualifications or experience required to have a successful career, let CLC help you with one of our traineeship programmes. Are you looking to kickstart your dream career, gain valuable work experience, maths and English qualifications, employability skills, and the potential chance into an apprenticeship that is suited to you? Did we forget to mention the free bus travel, £100 cash, and your very own mini iPad? Call CLC now on 01983 533 993 or visit the website www.carelearningcentre.co.uk. Your future starts today.
Where do you go for a wide range of animal feeds, accessories and lots, lots more? Sandown Pet Store are the island's premier store for all your pets' needs. We are open 6 days a week on St John's Road, Sandown. Telephone 01983 407788 and speak to Paul or Wendy for a friendly and reliable service.
WayForward is an island-based charity. We have been supporting people with disabilities, autism or mental health conditions for the past 28 years. We provide services 7 days a week. Our programme is tailored around the individual, offering a wide range of activities or specialised one-to-one support. Being part of WayForward can be a life-changing experience. It provides opportunities to try new things, make new friends while building confidence and self-esteem. If you would like to find out more about us or how you could help support us with fundraising or future events, please call 01983 52 3000 or visit www.wayforwardprogramme.co.uk.
Fed up with the cost of motoring? Feel like a second-class citizen on the road? Do you want to be heard? Join the British Motorists Association today for just £15 a year and support our campaigns while saving money on all your motoring needs. Visit yourbma.com and join today.
Hi all, Dominic Cole here, your friendly neighbourhood breakfast DJ. Join me Mondays to Thursdays for the Vectis Radio Breakfast Show, the show with just enough material to fill up 2 hours. There's a bit of padding here and there, just a bit. I'm good at it, you won't notice. Seriously, it's all right. It's not the best show, but, you know, it's not the worst.
The Vectis Radio Breakfast Show. Try it, honestly. There's nothing else on.
Do you know, I'm not sure I sold that enough.
This is Vectis Radio. You can follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/Vectis Radio.
Have your say on the Isle of Wight phone-in, brought to you in association with White Fibre. It's not only super fast, it's super unlimited too. Go to www.whitefibre.com.
So do you reckon this? Do you recognise this from Sunday nights? Oh, hang on, there's a bit of a row going on. Here we go. Tells you lose, you pay your dues. This was the end credits of a particular programme that was massive on a Sunday night. Crust, yeah, that's life. Kind of gives it away. There you go. That's Life, which is... what do you remember about That's Life?
Esther Hanson.
And her teeth. I used to have a little crush on Esther Hanson.
She was kind of like a current news programme, wasn't she? What was going on, you know, medically and stuff. And I remember... the little lad that needed a lung transplant, liver transplant, Ben.
Oh, right, yeah.
That's kind of, you know, and I think liver transplants took off from there, didn't they? She campaigned, she campaigned really, really hard for that.
I remember Doc and all the characters and so on, but the one thing that I remember most of all, above anything else about That's Life, sausages.
Yeah, sausages,
the dog. That's the one thing that stands out, and I remember. I remember, was it Cyril? Cyril used to sit in the chair and read poetry, didn't he?
Yeah.
Okay, David Baker says Bullseye, and also That's Life. David Nove says Saturday night for me. Yeah, David, it's Sunday night.
Yeah, he's changed nights. He didn't like anything on a Sunday.
Generation Game, yeah, Saturday night. Secret Army, yeah, Saturday night. Kojak, yeah, Saturday night. And Match of the Day, yeah, Saturday night.
What happened to Sunday?
What happened to Sunday? Paul Greenfield says, Harry Secom and Bread, and Highway with Harry Secom and Bread. Yeah, Bread used to be on a Sunday night.
Yeah, that
nights.
Was good, wasn't it?
That was really, really good. Do you know what? I've just showed you a clip of the dog saying sausages down the phone. It was a little Yorkshire Terrier.
Yeah, it was.
Horrible.
With a mouthful of teeth.
Yeah. It looked like Animal. Yeah. Do you remember Animal off the Muppets? what was the theme tune we just mentioned there? Here's one from Sunday Afternoons. And it's in the title. Ski Sunday.
Yeah.
Great bit of music. Okay, so we're asking a question about Sunday night TV. Do you remember who used to present the Ski Sunday? David Vine? Remember David Vine, late great David Vine? He only died recently as well. What was the other thing that we were asking about the pills? What's your real thoughts on the pills? Do you look at it and think, how stupid? Do you think that it could work?
I just think it's really stupid, and I just think, is there nothing else newsworthy? Obviously, something being kept that we shouldn't know about, so we'll chuck the pills in.
Let's chuck the pills in. Yeah. I'll tell you what, just to read this out, because I really wanted to do this, there was a councillor that actually commented on this, and he makes a very valid point. But before I do that, I just want to read this out, because I think it's something that you probably care about, being a town councillor, and hopefully one day you'll be a councillor too, because you've got all the attributes that you need to be a councillor, I think. An honest, decent person. Something to shout about. Well done to all those involved. We are we are very good and very quick to knock the negatives. Here's a positive. 5-year-olds on the Isle of Wight are ahead of their peers nationally in terms of social, emotional and educational development. According to the government figures for 2013 and 14, 64% of Isle of Wight children had a good level of development compared with 60.1% nationally. It's represented a significant leap of 19.7% on the previous year, when 41% of island children reached the same standard, well below the national figure of 51%. It means now the island is now 3.1% above the national average, when it was previously 6.6. So way to go, all of those people involved. And I think sometimes we just forget about those things, don't we?
I think we do. Yeah.
We don't shout about it. So we're talking about the pills. The question was, what do you think about these pills? I think the powers that be are just, you know, they're driving you to drink and then telling you you've got to take this pill. Kelvin says maybe it's to make sure that their friends' drug companies get more cash. Better to spend the money on the drugs that help Alzheimer's sufferers and others too. Maggie says, just leave us alone. I mean, that's probably the quote of the weekend. You just leave us alone. If I want to drink,
away.
I'm going to drink.
Yes.
Jonathan says, I'd love to spend an evening in the bar at the Houses of Parliament. I'd love to be
you
there.
You probably couldn't afford to.
No, you're probably right. Although they don't pay for theirs, do they? They could probably do with a few pills themselves. What else have we got here? Annette says, so very true, Ian, whatever next. Pyro says, drink beer, don't take drugs. You're all a bunch of alkies, says Mike Lucas. Now, where did I put my weed dram? And Deborah Richard says, strange report in the paper yesterday said 3 units a day was beneficial. Today, 3 units a day and you're virtually an alcoholic. That's about right, isn't it?
I know. You're told something, can't you, one day, and then the following week they completely change it.
Maxine says, yes, but I've seen the size of your glass. I think that's what she means to write. But Deborah's so right, because, you see, years ago, you must remember when they told you that dairy products were bad for you.
Yes.
And then they tell you, oh, don't have so many dairy products because they're not healthy for the heart.
But they spent 12 years while I was at school giving me a pint of milk a day.
Exactly. And what did it have a great big load of on the top? Some thick, horrible cream, didn't it?
Yeah.
Disgusting.
Do you remember when that used to plop on your cornflakes? Oh, that's horrible.
It was horrible. All right, I think there's only one theme to play out with, and that's this one. It is, that's life. This to me is Sunday night TV. About 9-ish through until 10.
Yeah.
And then it was bedtime. Do you know, if I'm honest, I couldn't stand the programme. I just wanted to be out a little bit longer.
You had to have your jammies on beforehand.
Oh, jammies on, yeah.
Teeth done.
Teeth done, yeah. Yeah. Hey, look, thanks for being there. You're going to come back someday as well.
I will.
Okay, well, that's
good. Thank you for having me.
Now, stand by, because on the way, it's Kevin Wilson. He's given up his... Because he used to be on stage doing... he was a comedian, Kevin Wilson. And now he's given that up, and now he's doing a show on Vectis Radio. And there he is. He'll be treading the boards live on air from 1 o'clock. Now, that's just about it in, from us. We will return tomorrow. Pete Harris is on the show tomorrow. And then from 12 o'clock, Stuart Blackmore is here on Wednesday. Yes, the Labour parliamentary candidate is coming in. Whether he turns out is another thing.
This is Vectis Radio.